What languages are spoken in the UK?
Well, as there are people from all over the world living in Britain, I believe they must speak their own home languages from nearly every country in the world.
The United Kingdom is now truly multicultural, but there are many indigenous languages in the United Kingdom. If I show you my map again, here in Wales, the children are raised to speak Welsh. In many schools and homes, the adults and children are bilingual. They speak two languages, both English and Welsh. Where in the southwest, in Cornwall, there is a very ancient language called Cornish, which many people speak. The rest of the United Kingdom predominantly speaks English, though there are many ethnic languages around.
What about in Scotland? Do people in Scotland just speak English?
Good question, Mary. In you see, Scotland, we have some outer islands, for example, the Outer Hebrides and Orkney. And there is an ancient language called Gaelic, which some Scottish people still speak.
You said, Stephen, that Gaelic is a very old language, a very ancient language. Is English very old as well?
The English we speak today is a very modern English. Mm-hmm. The English language changes over time. Originally, the people of the United Kingdom did not speak English. A long time ago, over the last 2,000 years, the Romans invaded England, pushing the Welsh, the Cornish and the Scottish into the extremities of the country. The official language of Britain was Latin. From 400 AD, when the Romans left Britain, more countries invaded Britain. The Angles came from Denmark, and the Saxons came from Germany. The Anglo-Saxons became the English people. However, the official language for reading and writing was still Latin. Most English people couldn't read or write. They spoke ancient English, what was called Anglo-Saxon. In the 8th to 10th century, Vikings attacked many parts of ancient Britain. Half of Britain was nearly lost, and with it the English language. But in the 9th century, King Alfred the Great fought back, saving the country and the language. For the first time, people began to learn in English, not Latin. King Alfred wrote, Alfred keening hataf gretan, da his wordum luflicher on fronlicher. In modern English, this translates as, King Alfred is greeting you with his loving and friendly words. The English language became the spoken and written language of Britain. But in 1066, William the Conqueror invaded from France and beat King Harold at the Battle of Hastings. For the next 300 years, the official language of England was French and Latin. The English began to fight back. In the 14th century, Britain fought France for nearly 100 years. Schools then began to teach in English, not French.
And people didn't only come to Britain with their languages. British people went out to live in other countries and conquer other countries and picked up their languages as well.
That's true, Wendy. From the 16th century, the English people travelled and conquered many parts of the world, spreading the English language to India and America and many other countries. In 1788, England began sending its criminals to Australia. Here, English prisoners were sent to Australia for life. They could never return to England. At this time, Singapore, Hong Kong, and South Africa were also exposed to the British. By 1897, the British Empire controlled over one quarter of the world's population. Everywhere coloured red is under British control. In 400 AD, Only a few people spoke ancient English. In modern times, the Anglo-Saxon language has now become an international language as people travel all over the world. Given all these different influences, it's easy to see why English is such a rich, interesting, and sometimes difficult language to spell.